played violin.
Huh.
And my mother taught a little bit, but of course that doesn't mean that she had a high education, because in those days schooling was nothing like it is today.
Yeah.
But see, my mother died when I was just a child. I couldn't even describe my mother.
Huh.
So it's difficult for me to go back. I just know some things that she told me when I was small about how to conduct myself. But as for giving too much detail, I really couldn't.
Yeah.
About her.
Mm-hmm. She was obviously from a farm family.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you were brought up by what?
My father.
Oh, okay.
My father. He brought us all, three girls and a boy.
I think your phone's about to ring. Oh. let me see. And what about your mother's parents? Where were they from?
They were from Hanover, as far as I know. They were born there, too, and raised there. All the family, all the way down through in there, all the kin and everything was from that general area, which was the Montpelier area. Nobody knows where Montpelier is or not.
Mm.
It's about 19 miles from here, and going up 33.
Uh-huh.
And of course we lived, Montpelier, where we went to school, is about 19, but we lived 5 miles over from Montpelier into the more the rural area. Of course mm-hmm. at that time everything was rural.
Yeah.
Rural country.
Yeah. Right.
Poor.
Right. Let me see, that's your mother's parents. What about your father's parents?
And my father's parents, my father, his father came from Fluvanna County. But my father was born and raised, as far as I know, right in the same house that we were raised in, because the house was about 100 and some years old.
Really?
When we were there. Uh-huh. So I assumed that he had been there all of his life.
Uh-huh.
He never told us of ever having been anywhere else.
Is the house still there?
No, since everybody moved out, it just went down.
Yeah. Yeah.
During the Second World War, my brother went into service, and there was nobody, just rented here and there. And then when he came out of the service, we settled it, gave it to him. And he didn't really want it. He didn't want to make a home out of it. I thought it would make a very pretty home, because it sat so far off the road and had pretty surroundings. And I was thinking that in those days, they could have built a home that would have been very attractive. But he said no. He was working here in Richmond, so he just sold it.
Yeah.
And now it's mostly for wood. It's a very prolific wood area, right, where you sell wood, you know.
Well, he sold the whole farm?
The whole thing, uh-huh, the whole thing. It originally had 300 and some acres, but at the time it had 117, I believe. Because my father had sold off some through the years.
Mm-hmm. What was that house like? What was the old, that's one thing that I'm really interested in.
You mean the shape of the house?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, could you possibly draw a floor plan? What it was like?
I could. I don't know how long it would take me, but
it had
tiny little windows like this.
Mm-hmm.
My father used to say they were small, so they could peep it at the Indians and you couldn't see them. Back of us were Indian arrows. We used to find them and everything, because it evidently was. Well, now let's say, I'm no artist, I can tell you that. The house had five fireplaces in it.
Mm.
Two chimneys, five fireplaces.
Uh-huh.
So that was rather unusual. We always thought that was rather unusual.
Where were they located?
On each end.
Uh-huh.
Now, there was a large porch across. I can't draw a porch.